Good morning and happy new year again. Welcome Inside Agriculture for you at your service. We've got farm news, weather, markets, and more coming up here in detail in the next 25 minutes. Topping farm news this morning, a case of New World screwworm again. Two within a couple of days detected, this time in a goat in Mexico's central state of Mexico. The country's ag ministry said late Thursday evening, the second case in 2 days. On December 31st, the ministry reported a case in a cow in the northern state of Tamaulipas. Both animals that tested positive for the pest were treated and were the only animals at their sites that were infected. The 20-year federal lawsuit between Oklahoma and six poultry companies will go on, at least a little longer. The defendant poultry companies asked a federal court to stay enforcement of its December 19th judgment in the long-running Illinois River watershed case while they pursue an appeal. The defendants are Calmaine Foods, Tyson, Cargill, Simmons Foods, George's Farms, and Peterson Farms. The final judgment ordered long-term remediation overseen by a court-appointed special master and restricted land application of poultry litter above specified soil phosphorus thresholds. The court retained jurisdiction to enforce the judgment. For Canada, 2025 will stand out as historic in many ways, not least of which was Mark Carney replacing Justin Trudeau as the country's new prime minister. And in that role, Carney acts as Canada's chief trade representative on the world stage. Recently, Carney sat down to discuss the international trade file. He says while several sectoral tariffs receive most of the attention, the larger USMCA continues to operate as the world's largest free trade agreement, and that, according to Carney, puts Canada in a stronger position than many.
We are in a stronger position today with the United States than we were at the start of the year. We can always do better, but if you look at where we are, we have the best deal of any country in the world relative to other countries, 85% of our trade is tariff-free to the U.S. market.
Carney discussed several large domestic projects designed to make Canada its own best customer and less dependent on an American market and neighbor that has changed.
The United States has fundamentally changed its trading relationships with everybody in the world, Canada included. What we can control is what we build here at home and trade deals and relationships abroad. All of that puts us in a stronger position, more independent. We are just entering the next phase of these discussions. There'll be negotiations in the end, which will start early in the next year.
Canada's Prime Minister, Mark Carney. This is Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. We're coming right back with a check of Monday morning markets.